Hello and welcome to Swahili Survival Phrases, brought to you by SwahiliPod101.com. This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Kenya. You'll be surprised at how far a little Swahili will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by SwahiliPod101.com. And there, you'll find the accompanying PDF and additional info in the post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Swahili Survival Phrases, Lesson 12. Swahili Restaurant, Reserving a Table. In the last lesson, we learned how to get a table at a restaurant. But please know that because of the popularity of Swahili food, it can be difficult to get a seat, especially on the weekends. The best thing to do, without a doubt, is to make a reservation for the time you want to eat. In this lesson, we'll cover making a reservation at a restaurant. Normally, if you make a phone call to reserve a table for the evening, you will say, "I would like to make a reservation for tonight." Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi ya leo jioni. Let's break it down. Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi ya leo jioni. Once more, ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi ya leo jioni. The first word, ningelipenda, means I would like. Let's break it down. Ningelipenda, ningelipenda. Next is the word, kuhifadhi, which means to reserve in English. So, to reserve is kuhifadhi. 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 The word that follows, nafasi, means space. Thus, to reserve and space together will be kuhifadhi nafasi. Kuhifadhi nafasi. Once more, kuhifadhi nafasi. Next, ya is a preposition. Ya. Ya. The last two words, leo jioni, mean tonight. Literally, they mean today evening. Leo means today and jioni means evening. Together, leo jioni means tonight. Leo jioni. Leo jioni. Normally, you'll be asked how many people are in your party and what time you'd like a table. For how many people? Ya watu wangapi? Ya is the preposition for. Watu is a word for people. Wangapi means how many. Let's break it down. Ya watu wangapi? Once more. Ya watu wangapi? Now imagine you are a party of two people. You'll answer in Swahili, for two people please. Ya watu wawili tafadhali. The word wawili means two. Note that wili is an adjective modifying wa, which stands for the persons. Together we have ya watu wawili tafadhali. Ya watu wawili tafadhali. Finally, let's see how they will ask you the time of your reservation. Saa ngapi? Let's break it down. Saa ngapi? Once more, saa ngapi? This means, what time? Let's imagine you want to reserve a table at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, please. In Swahili is, saa mbili tafadhali. Let's break it down. Saa mbili tafadhali. Once more, saa mbili tafadhali. First, we have saa, which means time or clock. Saa. saa. Then we have mbili, which means 8. Mbili. Mbili. We follow this with tafadhali, which you'll remember is please. Tafadhali. Tafadhali. The whole phrase once again, saa mbili tafadhali. Saa mbili tafadhali. Saa mbili tafadhali. Okay, to close out this lesson, we'd like you to practice what you've just learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase and you're responsible for shouting it aloud. You have a few seconds before I give you the answer. So, jikaze, which means go for it in Swahili. I would like to make a reservation. Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi. Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi. Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi. I would like to make a reservation for tonight. Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi ya leo jioni. Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi ya leo jioni. Ningelipenda kuhifadhi nafasi ya leo jioni. For how many people? Ya watu wangapi? Ya watu wangapi? Ya watu wangapi? For two people. Ya watu wawili tafadhali. Ya watu wawili tafadhali. Ya watu wawili tafadhali. For what time? Saa ngapi? Saa ngapi? Saa ngapi? For 8 o'clock, please. Saa mbili tafadhali. Saa mbili tafadhali. Saa mbili tafadhali. All right, that's going to do it for this lesson. Remember to stop by swahilipod101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF lesson notes. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Kwaheri!